Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hol dir zum Deutschlandspiel einen Big Mac für nur 1,24 Euro. Nur in deiner McDonald's-App. Beim Big Mac sind sich alle einig.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Nur für registrierte App-User an Aktionstagen in teilnehmenden Restaurants.
Sarah, Sarah, saint and friend, listen to me, I beg you. Sarah, Sarah, saint and friend, hear my voice to praise.
You're listening to the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Arthur Chonka, and this is Heart and Soul, exploring personal approaches to spirituality from around the world.
Vive Sainte Marie! Vive Sainte Sarah!
As a Roma and a Christian, I've always wanted to join the pilgrimage to the south of France for Saint Sarah, the patron saint of the Romani people. In Roman there's Sarah Gai, which means Sarah, black or dark. Saint Marie de la Mer is a small town in the south of France where every year the Romani community gather in their thousands to honour Saint Sarah. Tomorrow, Friday, her statue is carried out by the members of the Romani community in a huge procession. Walk that way. It's nice to see Romani people just enjoying themselves and just spending their money. And there's on top of that, you've also got tourists who are just fascinated with our culture.
My name is Tadaki.
Tadaki.
Awesome. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
England.
Oh, England.
London, yeah. And what this brings you here? What made you come from Japan?
Oh, yeah. We love the music of Gypsy Kings, so we play Gypsy Rumba, Flamenca, yeah, in Japan.
Right now, I'm winding my way through the busy streets, heading towards the medieval church. I'm so thrilled because I've just seen my good friend, Jake Bowers.
I'm a Romani journalist and a blacksmith. I first came here in 2008 on a bit of a pilgrimage of my own to see this amazing black saint and also the people that come to see her.
Prior to that, you've never heard of her?
I think I've heard of her. I was aware of her. Where that's come from, I couldn't necessarily tell you. It's just kind of part of my consciousness. When you're from a gypsy family and a gypsy community, you know the points of light that there are across Europe where our people gather. The fact that the families make this pilgrimage year after year, generation after generation, is really, really powerful. It reaffirms those bonds. It's a touchstone of our culture.
Being here today, how does that make you feel?
Really, really proud to be part of a people that is completely irrepressible.
I have some questions before the main festival for Saint Sarah. Where is Saint Sarah from? What does she represent to the Romani community? So I've arranged a meeting with Father Vincent Bedon, Roman Catholic priest and chaplain to the Romani community in France.
If you want, I can tell you about why is Saint Sarah the patron saint. Because the tradition says she was black, she had a black face, a bit like you, and the Roma were also quite black. And people thought they were coming from Egypt. The word in French, gypsy, comes from Egypt. As Saint Sarah was in Palestine, she was also supposed to be Egyptian. And so they chose Roma, chose her as their patron saint. And also because, I would say more, you know, we have the big saints in the church, like Saint Francis of Assisi or Saint Thomas Aquinas and so on. But there are also the hidden saints. And for these people, who is often humiliated, a bit despised, they chose also the hidden one, you know, the little saint.
In the church, at the back of it, there's this notice board It tells us about Sarah's history, and Sarah is venerated jointly with Saint Marie Jacobi and Salome. Although the Gospels say nothing about her, a apocryphal text shows Sarah discovering with the holy woman the empty tomb and leaving to announce the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
There is a mention of Saint Sarah being the handmaid of the two other saints, Saint Marie Jacobi and Marie Salome. And she was maybe the wife of Pontius Pilatus and expelled because she got converted. And then she decided to follow the two other saints on their way to France.
And the legend goes that Saint Sarah was then buried near them, and her relics were found at the feet of those of the Saint Marys and placed in the altar of the crypt.
This church, beautiful church, was built in the 11th and 12th century, and the remains of the saints were found in 1448, and the veneration started from there.
There are other legends from the heart of Romani community.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Maria Alina Salvei, and I'm an associate professor in the Institute of International Studies here at CEAS University.
Sarah Kali was not a servant of the three Marys, but she was a queen, la reine du Gitan, the queen of gypsies. And she lived exactly in south of France, and she was the one who miraculously saved the two or three Marys from this sinking ship, took care of them, cured them, and made them a home in south of France. And she epitomizes this idea of motherhood, motherly love, supreme motherly love, the mother of all.
I knew about Saint Sarah when I was a kid. It was told to me by my parents that we had a saint that was of Roma descent. There was always a mysticism surrounding her. And at the time, I was actually genuinely quite surprised that we actually had a saint, because I just never thought Roma would get something like that as a recognition. Is she canonized in the Catholic Church?
She is not canonized as so many saints, but the tradition call her saint. And all the papers we have talking about her, and the bishops centuries ago said Saint Sarah. So she's called saint, which is the living tradition. And the living tradition in the Catholic Church is very important.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But to be canonized, one needs to have a lot of details about her life and so on, which we don't have.
Are there any historical significance of her life performing any miracles in order for her to be canonized?
Miracles, certainly. I would recommend you, Arthur, to spend half an hour in the crypt. You will find many ex voto. People saying thank you to Saint Sarah because of a healing, because of someone being saved from an accident. Many, many prayer and received graces.
We are just outside the crypt, and what I can see is just loads of candles. And if we walk downstairs, I can feel the heat. You've got the Virgin Mary and Jesus, and then you've also got Saint Sarah as well. There's portraits and images of her, including the actual statue. And Saint Sarah is dressed in a blue silk cape, and she's wearing some robes as well underneath, and she's also covered in jewellery in gold, and she's very thin, petite in the face, and she's got dark eyes, dark hair.
She's often discussed in the context of black Madonnas because she is a dark mother. I fully agree with the Romani scholars and artists and cultural producers. We actually claim that Sarah Kali is very much connected with Hindu Durga or Kali. They both are kind of dark goddesses supporting the disenfranchised, those who are deprived of rights. Romani ancestry is of Indian descent, and they reached Europe late in the 11th, 12th century. They are both loved and feared because they both possess this enormous power to side with the oppressed and to punish those who commit injustices.
Sarah, Sarah, saint and friend, listen to me, I beg you. Sarah, Sarah, saint and friend, hear my voice to praise.
If we just walk further down towards Saint Sarah, what's interesting, you see a box full of letters, and there's various flowers, there's various portraits of people, gifts provided to her. One of them says, "Thank you, Saint Sarah, for Chloe." It's got the date of 2023. That shows me that there's recent miracles happening. There's a lady now who's praying. She's touching her, gracefully touching her face. People have traveled a long way to get here, so it's that journey, it's that anticipation, it's that importance for them to come and, you know, celebrate her really, and also to be in her presence.
It's amazing, isn't it? Every street you go on, there's something.
I've arranged a meeting with Karenza Smith, and she writes for the Traveller's Times.
I come here to say a prayer for the living and light a candle for the dead, to think of the people suffering around the world. I make the pilgrimage to put some good into the world and ask Sarah to help everyone.
The nails.
When Jesus was crucified,
the gypsies made the nails, yeah. But they didn't give all of them.
Yeah.
So he'd have less suffering.
Father Vincent Bedon.
I can give you a map. The church is here. There, if you go just in front of the church, then you go there.
Oh, there. By the seaside.
You will be everywhere here.
So we're just walking through the Romani camp. So loads of caravans on our side and our left and right side. People are barbecuing, just relaxing for the evening. And these are like motorhomes, not like traditional caravans in the sense of like a horse and a cart. There's only a few. The rest of it is like large caravans that are towed by cars or vans. Where from? Rome.
Yeah. Rome. Yeah. Italian.
Italian, French. And I've noticed that my travels, the dialect language is slowly withering away, effectively, and it's being lost, which is a shame.
I know families in France who speak Romani every day, but there are not so many.
There's the sound of the bells from the church, and soon loads of Roma are starting to gather, which I can see now, for the evening mass.
The church is crowded every night, hundreds of people coming every night for the evening programs. A smart and beautiful blend with faith and joy, and the other one in the streets after.
11:30 in the evening now, where the church is, and it's pitch black, and it's like a party atmosphere. This is Saint Sarah, part of the Heart and Soul series from the BBC World Service. I'm Arta Chonka, and you're here with me in the south of France for the St. Sarah pilgrimage. We've got a 10 a.m. mass, and then at 4 o'clock is the procession of St. Sarah to the sea. You go to the main gate. Maria Assave.
Although Sainte-Marie de la Mer is well known for the large pilgrimage phenomena, these initial pilgrimages have been dedicated mostly to the two Marys, Marie Salon and Marie Jacobet, not so much to Saracli. Saracli has started to be venerated with open arms and with open heart only in 1935, when an Italian called Folco de Baroncelli convinced the Archbishop of Provence, the Catholic Archbishop, to accept unconditionally Roma participation to also celebrate Saracli in addition to the two Marys.
60 years ago, no one knew about Sainte Marie de la Mer, but now all the Europe know. So for the town itself, it's the greatest event of the year.
The church is completely packed. What's interesting is that there's a real sense of pride and respect. Seats, for example, reserved for just the Romani people. So last year, Carenza met a young Romani woman from the Netherlands. She was named after St. Sarah. And actually, turns out that her mother has been coming here since she was a baby. So there is a family tradition coming to St. Sarah every year.
My name is Callie Van Esch. We drove all the way from the Netherlands in one go. We didn't stop, we just went. 15 hours?
So who was driving?
My mother was driving.
She's driving 15 hours?
Yes. That's the dedication she has.
The dedication and the need to come here.
Let's be honest. We Romani people, we are spread out all over the country. We don't really have a place to call home. Moroccan people can go to Mecca. We don't have that kind of place. Sure, we kind of have India, right? That's where we come from, but not truly us. Sainte-Marie de la Mer is so unique, so different from other places in France. Like, it really feels like we made it our own little country. And I think that's beautiful. And I definitely feel like if I don't come here, like for an entire year, I just feel sad, depressed. I don't have energy anymore. And while I'm here, I just feel alive.
Carly is taking us to the Romani market to meet her mother. So her mum is wearing an amazing outfit, which is like Gucci, and then she's got her little dog that's in a pushchair.
This is Arta.
And hoi, yeah.
All the problems on her back the whole year, right? Suddenly she can
drop it. I'm here and I drop it to Sarah.
Yeah.
And I can cleaning home.
She feels like she's clean when she's back here. She can just grab all her problems from the entire year and she can just drop it off at Sarah. Because Sarah will take care of it and will make her feel better.
And so she can keep other people, problems of other people.
But also for other people. It feels like all the problems she kept for other people is also all gone. Like Sarah is there to help her strengthen through all that burden.
Everybody can come to Sarah and help me.
Yes, basically Sarah is not discriminating to who you believe in and who you are. She's for everyone that's not seen.
I would like to know what the local community think of this festival.
Pros and cons. Mm. Some are so happy, open the shops and are waiting for this. And some say, well, you know, Roma, in France, usually the papers always tell about bad things that they do in the community, like thieves and so on. But what we see here is not the same. We have a meeting with the police and with the mayor every morning, and since 5 days, nothing bad happened. All joy and peace.
You can see there are stores closed just simply because they're not happy with the Romani people here. Even though this is the place for Romani people. Like, normally you can place your caravans everywhere, but this year it's been like very blocked off.
The last 3 years.
Last 3 years, it's fully blocked off.
I've seen it's getting way more modernized, and I feel like there's way more police. There's also more restrictions. Last year it was more for the tourists than for the Romani people, and I don't think that should be a thing. I'm all okay with tourists, but I feel also that we should not be excluded from our own culture.
Okay, it's 3 o'clock. So we're just trying to go through the crowd. There's literally hundreds of them outside the main gate of the church, and I think someone's playing classical flamenco guitar. I need to tell him that we're Roma, we need to get through this. Can you tell him? Monsieur? Roman Adranes? You speak Roma? I'm a Roma. I think we need to go through this. I'm not a tourist. He cannot move an inch. I'm quite excited to see it.
You can feel the atmosphere lifting already, can't you, in anticipation of her coming out.
England.
Yeah. Where are you from?
No, I'm from Holland.
When did you have a baby? Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Another lady from Holland.
I've met a lot of people here that came here that wanting to have a kid, right? But they cannot get a kid. They've been trying for years. And the week that they're here, they suddenly are pregnant. It's crazy how easy it is here. I know it's wild, but they're trying for years and suddenly it works. And that's like one of the powers I've seen her use. And for me, I also feel like it was her sign for us to say, hey, I'm also here. I'm done being hidden from everyone. I'm here in the world, and people are allowed to know who I am.
Everyone's raising their candles up in the air now. All of the churches lit up with the candles. It's very magical. BBC. What we have is men from the Roma community carrying her.
There is a powerful energy which comes from her.
Jake Bowers.
When you take the steps down to that crypt and you see this small dark figure, that she's kind of imprisoned underneath this church, she has the weight of history on top of her. So when you are part of something where you're breaking her out into the sunlight and marching her down to the ocean, you're not only liberating her, but you're liberating yourself.
Instead of idolizing, it feels more like the statue is a way for us to connect with Sarah and to actually touch her and get her energy through.
People are trying to grab her clothing as she's walking past. Pandemonium. But also excitement and emotion as well. And what we can do now is follow behind her on the way through the streets and into the sea. She's now out in the glorious sun. Quite far away, aren't we? Let's try and get a bit closer in.
Arthur.
Hey.
Hey, I'm looking back for you, but you're in front of me.
We're trying to get as close as we can. So we're right by the horses now, at the front of the crowd. St. Sarah is on our right. Well, she's been lowered now. Crowds are now touching her, singing to her, asking for blessings. I'm also like proud and emotional because I'm here to witness it, and it's something that I've always wanted to witness since I knew about it as a young boy, and to come here and celebrate her and be part of this is quite magical. There's crowds lining up on the beachfront, and there's hundreds of us, or hundreds of them, waiting for St. Sarah patiently. And now they're stopping because I believe a father has asked his disabled daughter to touch St. Sarah for miracle healing. So now we're walking up onto the beach now. It's about 100 metres of golden white sand. There's a line of crowd making way for us to walk through and to walk into the water for St. Sarah. So we're all in the water at the moment. Everyone is kind of following with her. They're trying to get as close as they can to touch her, to touch her clothing, for her to grant their wishes and their miracles.
She is this black small figure that represents symbolically the first Romani person in Europe,
Jake Bowers.
And all the people that go and kiss her and visit her are imbuing her with all of their hopes and dreams and fears and love and adoration. It reminds me of our journey as a people all the way from India. It's very similar to a puja that you would see in India where they make offerings at the sea.
I feel like she shows us that even though we aren't seen, even though we are suffering, we can still have that power. We still can push through. And I feel like St. Sarah is the person that gives you the power to like find your own way.
This edition of Heart and Soul was presented by me, Artur Chonka, and produced by Victoria Farron. It was Just Radio production for the BBC World Service.
Hol dir zum Deutschlandspiel einen Big Mac für nur 1,24 Euro. Nur in deiner McDonald's-App. Beim Big Mac sind sich alle einig. Ba, 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 ba. Nur für registrierte App-User an Aktionstagen in teilnehmenden Restaurants.